Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Fivish K.
In the beginning of the parsha in Matos, in the parshas of the halachas of the Nedarim, the apostle tells us like this, that a father can annul the Nedarim of his daughter at a certain age, a husband can annul the Nedarim of his wife. Thou sayest, if his wife makes a neder, le'ano is nofesh, as the apostle puts it, which affects a person's physical being. A woman decides, I'm going to fast, whatever, this sort of ano is nofesh, and the husband hears, he has until nacht of that day to say, I don't want it. All he has to do is say, I don't want it, and then it's, oh, she's got no neder, she can eat it. Ignore her neder. That's the mahalach of the Torah. So the Pasuk says like this, in Pasuk Vav, Limheini Avia Oisa, if her father, talking about the father and the daughter, but it's the same thing. If her father withholds her from the neder b'yoim shomoy, on the day that he hears, kol nedareo v'esareo, all the vows, all the bonds, afshe ostra al nafsho, which she bound on herself, lo yakum, they don't stand. In other words, she's free, there's no neder. V'Hashem yislach lo, and Hashem will forgive her. Ki heini avi oisa, because her father has taken their vow away, annulled the vow. So, the question, of course, is, what's Hashem yislach lo? She's done nothing wrong. What was yislach lo? She made a neder, and in all faith she meant, I shall not eat today. Her husband heard, and her husband said, rubbish, you will eat today. So now, what's the situation? Is she l'chadchil allowed to go and eat? Yes. Does she need Hashem yislach? What we're talking about? Her father or her husband annulled the vow, so there does not exist a vow, and then she carries on before. Well, correct. Why Hashem yislach lo? Zok Rashi. Rashi tells us the following. What's the situation? It's not stammer case. It's the Gemara. The Gemara brings it, and Moshe ben Nozir. A woman decided to be a Nozir. V'shama ba'alo, and her husband heard the vow of a fellow and annulled it. But she didn't know. She went in blissful innocence, or blissful ignorance, I should have said, thinking that I am a Nozir. She didn't know that her husband hasn't got to inform her. It would be an idea, it would be useful to tell her, but they didn't want to make machalik, she made an edda, he annulled it. And when he's ready, he'll tell her whatever. So she does not know. At the moment, she thinks she has a din of a Nozir, and the zero to be precise. Okay? And she transgressed. She knew she was a Nozir, or rather, she thought in her mind she had a din of Nazirus. And she drank wine. Umatama alamesim, two is surim, a Nozir mustn't be drink wine and mustn't be matama alamesim. So now, has she done an Aveira or has she not done an Aveira? The act that she did was permitted or forbidden? Answer, permitted. There's no vow here. But in her mind, she thought, I'm being naughty, right? For that, you need a kaporo. Vashem yislach lo. I think, by the way, I haven't seen this, but I'm sure. What does that mean, Hashem yislach lo? Okay, you're free? Then I don't want to hear, Hashem forgive me. So, no, I think it means she has to earn a slicha. But what the pasuk is telling us, Vashem yislach lo, she will need to do teshuvah to some extent in order that Hashem yislach lo. But if she's done nothing wrong at all, they don't need salicha. The fact that the Pasuk says Hashem yislach lo means she requires salicha, and you don't get it free. You don't just put 10 pence in the box, in the confession box, and you're all free. you've got to do something. So that's what the Pasuk says. Okay, so a woman was Oiveres al Nidra, thinking she was doing wrong, but she wasn't doing wrong. So it carries on Rashi, Zuhi tzericha selicha, afal pishim mufa, ve'im, akal v'chomer, ve'im ha-mufarim tzerichim selicha, if a neder which has been removed, and nevertheless a person transgressed, he needs a forgiveness from Hashem, kal v'chomer, how much more so, l'she'ino mufarim, a neder which has not been annulled, and you transgress, kal v'chomer, you need a selicha. Yeah? As though it's not Rashi, very nice. The Kalvachomer is a good Kalvachomer. If someone did an act which he thought was wrong, but it wasn't wrong, he needs Selicha from Hashem. Somebody who does an act and knowing that it's wrong, Avadi, he needs Selicha. Fretchen Moshe Stenbuch, Kalvachomer, I need a Kalvachomer for that. I need the boss for that. A person did an Avera, knowingly did an Avera. Of course he needs Slicha. I need to learn a Kal V'Chomer from a Posuk Hashem Yislach Lo. That makes sense. Hello, Freita. I did see in one of the Perushim on Rashi that he learns answers to some extent it answers Rav Moshe's kasha. We're talking about Beshoikeg. She made a neder. Her husband annulled it. She didn't know he'd annulled it, but she forgot her neder and she broke her neder. So that's Kal V'Chomer She'einu Mufarim. Here, this woman did something without realizing that it's wrong. In our case, in the Rashi, because she didn't know. It wasn't wrong, but she thought it was wrong. Kal V'Chomer, in a case where she forgot it was wrong and did it. So, B'shoigeg, the pasuk talking about B'shoigeg. Because B'mezid, you don't need to Hashem Yislach Lo. And that's one of the Mufarshim on Rashi, still like this. But Rav Moshe Shternbuch says, Moira Dikazach. He says, Moira Dikazach on this. What are we learning? The Gemara tells us Rabbi Akiva made this statement. We'll come back to Rabbi Akiva Blinder soon. Rabbi Akiva, this Rashi is teaching us a moiridika yesoid, a vital point which we've missed. And that is as follows. We all know if a person goes and does an Avera, he knows this action is wrong, and he goes and does it, he knows he's in trouble. And he knows, he's got an Yisrael in his head, Rebbeinu Shalom, I better do tshuva, otherwise I'm in big trouble, right? So I taught tshuva. Let's take a case of neder, if you like. Maybe neder isn't the best example. He was nichshol in machalos asuros. He knew you're not meant to eat it, and he couldn't withhold the temptation, it was a difficult situation, and he ate a davar asur, on purpose, knowing it was asur. It's amazing. Wow. Machalos asuros, very serious. No. Probably that situation was a very big difficulty. Maybe he was with a very important client and they went to an unkosher restaurant and he just had a thinking it was kosher. But at the time of the Avera, we're not talking about an Avarian, we're not talking about a friar who's not interested. He's a frum Yidikis mitzvahs and he was nichshol. The Eitzahara put him in a situation where he lost control. Shbeta, normal Elch Yid, looks back. When he's already, the heat of the moment's gone, a week later, 2 weeks later, he says, oh, you know, it's Rosh Chodesh Av, in a month's time, he's Elon, oh, yo, it's come Rosh Hashanah, Chaptar Ashrek, Tutet Shufa. Oh, he cries, not enough, says Rav Moshe. The Pasuk is teaching you that you do teshuva for the Maisa. I've added the teshuva for the Maisa. This Pasuk is teaching you that there's an added facet to the teshuva that's required. And that is the machshava to go and do the Avera. Right? A person sits and says, I am going to think about it. I'm going to do this Avera. And then he does that Avera. And he does tshuva for the Avera. Not sufficient. He's got to go back and think to himself, why did I want to do it? What caused my situation? Do teshuva on the machshavas on Avera. Kal V'Chomer says Rashi, afa pishuva im hamufarim, if something which is mufar tzlicha slicha, kal v'chomer for thought, it's thought that she did wrong. It's not the action, she thought she was doing wrong. So when a person thinks to do wrong, he needs teshuva on the think. Even when he's done teshuva on the maisa. So what you have to do, you have to stop and think and sit down and work out what brought me to that situation. How could I have thought to do it? And remove the cause of the Avera. That's what Rav Moshe is telling us. The Gemara is telling us a moiridik importance is not enough to do teshuva for the Avera. You've got to do teshuva for the cause, for the thoughts behind the Avera. As a result, Rav Moshe in his sefer on this pasuk. But if we go back to the Gemara itself, the Gemara says, I'm talking on this Rashi, this Gemara, the Gemara says, Loma, it says in the Pasuk, that Rabbi Akiva, when we hear Rabbi Akiva, Magia the Pasuk says, Rabbi Akiva, the famous Rabbi Akiva, learnt this Pasuk, it says in the Gemara, Nahoya Boiche, he cried. This Kal V'Chomer, mad of somebody who thought they were doing an Avera and they weren't doing an Avera and needed a Kapora. Kal V'Chomer, somebody who thinks he's doing an Avera and doing an Avera. No, that's the Gemara. It's Rabbi Akiva cried when he heard this. In fact, the Karimatsvi must punk Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, something was misragish Rabbi Akiva to specially. So he says like this. Bring home a sefer, Nezer HaKodesh, I don't know who that is. That We know that Asara Harugi Malchus, of whom Rabbi Akiva was one, were punished for the Chet of Mechilas Yosef. We say it in the Kinnah, we say it in the Slicha, in Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva, according to this Sefer, so the question is, how come the Bnei Shalom punished these Yidden 2,000 years later from Mechilas Yosef? It's children dying, being punished for the fathers. So the Terezi says they had the neshama. The neshama of Reuven was transposed into one of these Asara Rugi Malchus. Each one had the neshama, so it's a kapara for them itself. Okay, it's a bit difficult for us to understand because we're very limited in our understanding. But okay, the neshama of each one of the Shvatim went into each one of these Asara Rugi Malchus, and that's why they had to die. Rabbi Akiva knew. He had Nishmas Shimon. And Shimon was the instigator of the whole plot. Rashi said, by process of elimination, it was Shimon. So who's the biggest instigator of the whole sin of Mechilas Yosef? Shimon. And Dosheich Rabbi Akiva, and I am Nishmas Shimon, Uyeve, am I going to get pech? And that's why Taka, his debt, his tzar was greater than anyone else. Masalkim Besorei, Masalika Shabbal, Shoklik, torture, so Rabbi Akiva had to get seated. Then he thought to himself, you know what, Efshe Nishta Zoy Shveh, maybe not so bad. Because, although I sold Yosef, although I instigated Mechilas Yosef, and although that was a terrible thing, but it turned out for the best. Look at that, Yosef became the Melech. Yosef had power, Yosef had esteem, and he saved Klal Yisrael, and he saved the whole with the famine. So, although my intention was bad, but Lemaisa, I didn't do bad. Yeah? So, that's mitigating circumstances. What? That limits, that reduces my hate. The chet was not the selling. The chet was the planning. I hope to hurt him. So he thought, Rabbi Akiva thought, that if you plan to do something bad, and you do it, but it's not bad, then it's not such a terrible avera. But when he saw this pasuk, that Hashem yislach lo, b'meh hakosav medaber, the pasuk's talking about someone who thought they were doing bad, but they weren't doing bad, and he's a kapara. Oy bazoy, Rabbi Akiva says, oy, boyche, I'm in for it. Because the fact that it turned out well doesn't change things. You need a kapara, Hashem yislach lo. Azoy lent, t'keri matzvi, zeh she. Klal Yisrael are commanded to avenge the Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk says, beginning just after Sheni in Matos, the Bnei Yisrael were badly hurt by the Midianim in two ways: the chet of the avera itself was a terrible tragedy, and then 24,000 people died, and perhaps even more. Machlokes, or the more than that, but 24,000 people died, so they are to blame. Therefore, Hashem says, "I tell you, go and avenge the Bnei Yisrael, avenge them." Meiz Minyan. Acha, and after that, Teyosef El Amecha, you to die. Till then, you Moshe Rabbeinu. Till this happens, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going to die. The apostle goes on to say, Moshe said to the people, arm yourselves, Anoshim men latzaba for the war, v'yiyu al Midian, and they should attack Midian. Lo says, Nikmas Hashem be Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu changed instructions. Excuse me. Hashbohu said, Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, I have a job for you. I want you to go and fight the Midianim, destroy the Midianim, because this is Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. I want you to avenge the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Yidden, you need to go and fight Loseis Nikmas Hashem to take vengeance for what they did against Hashem by bringing Zima into the world, by bringing Baal HaZanus. Moshe Rabbeinu changed instructions. Difficult. Says Rashi, Vadabe Moshe, when Moshe spoke to the people, Zot Rashi, Avfalpi Sheshoma, although he heard Shem Yisosoy Tuluya Badova, that his death is dependent on this happening. In other words, if the war is delayed a year, he'll live another year, etc. Nevertheless, also b'simcha, he did it b'simcha v'lo yicha, and he didn't delay. Okay, who's the raya? He did it b'simcha. Where's the raya? He did it because I have to, what Hashem says. But where's the simcha? Well, I'm excited to do it. Where's the right? But all yicha, come on. If the Moshe tells you to do something, I'll do it tomorrow. There's a reason. Leave out the reason. Just do it now. Of course, v'lo yicha. And where's the right from simcha? So that's it. Rashi goes on, the Pasuk goes on and says, that Yemosru, there were handed over, Me'alfa Yisrael, Elef Lamate, 1,000 per tribe, they were handed over. It doesn't say Vayelchu, they went. It doesn't say Yisbu, 12,000 soldiers went. It says Vayemosru, they were handed over. Zot Rashi, Lahidiacho, from here you can learn, Shavochon Shel Roya Yisrael, how beloved, that's the best word to use here, is the shepherd of Yisrael, is the manik, the leader. Kamahim chavivim al Yisrael, how much the Yidden love their leaders. Earlier on, Moshe Rabbeinu would say, ad oid ma'at muskaluni, a little bit more and they'll kill me. But Lamaisa, when they heard, after this Mulchoma, Moshe was nifta, they didn't want to go. We're not going. We refuse to go. And we don't go, Moshe lives longer. The chavivim so much. Until they were forced by Yemosru, they were coerced. Army volunteers, it's you and you and you and you and you. Moshe Rabbeinu forced them to go. They were forced to go. So Zazoy. How did Moshe Rabbeinu force them? What did he say to them? You know what he did? He changed instructions. When Hashem said, the Kohen Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, you Yidden have a bone to pick with them in your name, I give you Rishus, I give you a mitzvah to wipe them out, and Moshe will die. I want Moshe to live. Ich bin Moichel. I'm Moichel. What the Midianim did to me? Chabachilo. It was Benodim Lachavahiroi. They hurt me. I'm Moichel. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried. If he tells the Bnei Yisrael and the Kohenim as Bnei Yisrael, that they would therefore be Moichel and the mitzvah would not be fulfilled. So Moshe Rabbeinu made sure they would do it. They said, "Lo says Nikmas Hashem. It's not to do with me. Although I'm going to die, but it's Nikmas Hashem. You've got no choice." Is Zariah Basimcha. If he didn't want to do it, he could have, legally, he could have got out of it. He could have just said straightforward, as Hashem told him, and then it's not my fault if they don't do it. But Moshe Rabbeinu did it Basimcha. He wanted it to happen. And therefore, he told him, he changed the instructions slightly to make sure that they would do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, if his patira is okay. But by Yemosru, they had to be forced. With this Peshat, answers another famous kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, it doesn't say what Hashem said to Moshe, but Moshe said to the people, Elef Lamata, 1,000 per tribe. That means, I want soldiers from the, each Shevet has to produce 1,000 soldiers. So the Pasuk said, L'choil matas Yisrael, for all the matters of Yisrael, tishlu you should send Latsova. So obviously the question is, if Moshe Rabbeinu said, Elef Lamata, how many did he mean? All the Shvatim. Why L'choil Shevet Yisrael? What does he have to add? L'choil? Zot Rashi L'Rabbi Shevet Levi. Normally Levi doesn't go out to war. Levi is Ligyon Shel Melech, the elite, they've got other things on their mind. They don't go to war. But here, yes, the Levim have to go to war. Okay, so Rashi Zot. Here we have the Levim went as well. Then the Pasuk says, Vayimosru me'alfei Yisrael, Elef lamata, Shneim asor Elef, 12,000, Chalutzei tzova, on to the war. If you have Levi, you have 13,000, Ephraim and Manasseh makes 12, and Levi is 13. Yet the Pasuk says 12. Famous Kasha. So, the Mizrahi and the Maral, the Machloika says, the Mizrahi says that Ephraim and Manasseh joined together. Ephraim and Manasseh joined together. So here, it's Chomas Yisrael. Yeah, so that's how you have 12,000 instead of having Ephraim and Asher and Levi, you had Yosef and Levi. Zot the Maral. Davarek. Can he sign? Is Ephraim a Shevet or not? Is Manasseh a Shevet or not? So put together, that means they only produce 500 soldiers. The Pasuk says 1,000 soldiers. So how comes? So the Maral wants to answer. Geshmak the Teretz, there's a message behind it. They went to war, but they didn't fight. The Levim went with. Chalutzei Tzova, those that were armed with swords, ready to kill the Midianim, were 12,000. The 13,000, Levi, who went with, they went just to be an inspiration to the people, because they took with them the Klei HaKodesh, the Oren and the Tzitz. And they went, which had 1,000 men in the body of the army, who were nothing other than the spiritual leaders and guidance and inspirators. Is that one? No, to inspire people to go and do the mitzvah. So what do you see from here? And Lachish Tikkun, Rashi says, later on it says, Anoshim, Zot Rashi Tzadikim. What's the Kiddush? I mean, we know already, we learned it, and later on we have the halacha of going to war. Somebody is choizer, if he speaks to Tzvilin Sharosh, he's choizer, Misha Bonabai. So, obviously, war, according to the Torah, is always tzadikim. So, what's linked to the pasuk here, tzadikim? What's the pasuk telling us, tzadikim? Zok de Moshe Shtembuch, tzadikim, because it's very important for us to get an idea in our heads straight. When there's a normal war, when you go to war, there are reasons for going to war. My national pride, my land, whatever. The world goes to war regularly on reasons of, yeah? When Yidden Mahid go to war, they've got a mitzvah to remove Ra from the world. And it's a very horrible thing to kill everyone. It wasn't a war. It's more than a war. It's a massacre. Every human being has to be killed. You know what it means? We call that a massacre. That's war crimes in the modern world, yeah? This was what a mitzvah is. So, because it's not war as such. It's to remove haram in oilam. These people are an instigator. These people are a shoresh of evil in the world. And therefore Hashem says, remove them from the world. So you need tzaddikim. Grace and mention, when you go to war, you're not going, I'm going to be the strongest, the fittest, I'm the best. When you go to war, you're inspired. You see the Levim. The Levim stand for Torah, Mitzvahs, and Avodas Hashem. When the 12,000 soldiers went to war, they were inspired by the company of these great tzaddikim who were with them. Imagine you go to war and you have Rav Shach, and you have the Chofetz Chaim, and you have the Rambam, and you have the Rashi all coming along with you. You feel a different person. You're doing Mitzvah Hashem, that's the importance of the mitzvah. But I understand that Melchemes Hashem is Melchemes Hashem, nothing to do with Melchoma per se. It's removing a Ra from the world. Very important. If we go later to the end of the parsha, to some extent, we have something which will connect with what we've just said to a large extent. The parsha of Bnei Gadon Bnei Reuven. Right? The Bnei Gadon Bnei Reuven had more sheep than the average, and the Yidden had already conquered east of the Yarden, Eretz Sichon Ba'oik. They already had conquered the land that belonged to them. Ayeshev Yisrael, the Pasuk said, the Yidden already settled in the cities. So therefore, the Yidden were already, before they went into Eretz Yisrael, before they conquered the land, they already had acquired a fair chunk of land on the other side of the Yarden. And it's ideal for pasture for sheep. And they had enormous amounts of sheep. Everybody had sheep, but they had Mikneh Rath, they had an enormous amount of sheep. And they saw this land. It was ideal for pasture. So they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? Can we have this? Annex this to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu was very angry at first. He thought the reason why they wanted it was because they were scared of war, etc. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them off, and they said, no, I've had a Moshe Rabbeinu, no question at all. Well, that's not in our minds. Our minds is simply, this will be more convenient for us. So what we'll do is, we're going across the Yarden, we'll go with the armed, in fact, we'll be the head of the army, we'll do kol chalutz la milchoma, we'll do everything wonderful, and they kept their promise. We'll be away for a long time. So therefore, we need to make sure, obviously we leave behind our sheep and our wives and children, they don't go to war, therefore they're at risk because of their neighbours. Therefore, we need to take precautions, sensible precautions. So they said to Moshe, what did the Russian say to Moshe? Gidrois tzoin, pens for the sheep, nivne we will build lemiknenu for our flocks, poi, here, the Orim, and we'll build cities, the Tapenu, for our children, which includes the mothers, and then we will cross over. Zok Rashi, oi 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 oi. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you got it wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Benu Lochem Orim Letapchem. They put first sheep, and then the children. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you've got it wrong. But Benu Lochem, sounds like you've got priorities wrong. Build for yourselves Orem Letapchem, cities for your children, and then Gederos Letzoynachem, and then pens for your sheep. Rashi says, a modern Zach, says, Chas al mamoinom, Yose me bibnehem ubnoisehem, Bnei Reuven, Bnei God, cared more, chosim, were more worried about their flocks than their sheep, than their people, than their children. Come on, I mean, we're not on their madrega. We do everything for our children. They come first. Nobody's going to put their money before their children. But they go to Bnei Reuven and go, put that modern Zach. How could it be? How can we imagine that they would put the chosim al mamoinom yosem ibnei mabnoisehem? Zeyeshveh. So the Be'er Yosef says beautifully. He says like this: Avadim Nishta Bnei Reuven Bnei God Vahoicha Menshen Avadim. They knew their children are more important than the sheep. Of course they did. Novos. They said like this: we have conquered the lands of Sichon and Og. If you remember, we learned in the Chumash that there was no war in the cities. That Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the Yidden a favor, that Sichon had a Meshugas, he went out of his city, and somebody pointed out to me, if he'd have stayed in Shishim Eir, 45 cities, how long did it take to conquer Yerushalayim if it was a 45 city? 2.5 years, right? The 3 years. How long would it take the Yidden to conquer Sichon with 45 cities? Weeks, years, months, years and years and years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a toiva and told Sichon, it put in his head to go out to attack the Eden, so the cities were unprotected, the gates were open, there was nobody there, the Eden came in. So they don't need to smash the cities, they don't need to, there was no hand-to-hand fighting in the cities were intact. There was a, Sichon and Og were gross I mentioned, they had beautiful cities, they had glorious buildings, so the Eden walked in, ready-made, they had houses, they had libraries, they had places they could convert to Beis HaMedrash, and they had parks, they had everything ready. So the Bnei God said, Bnei Reuven and Bnei God said, our children are catered for, move straight in. But there's no sheep, there's not enough place for the sheep. So that's why they put the sheep first. We need to make pens for our sheep. There are already cities for our children. Somebody pointed out to me that well, hold on, we have to see what's Moshe's answer. Oh, yeah, well, we've got to come to it. The positive test Zion, somebody was Madaik, it's Gavaldik, it was about Korea. By Yigshu Elov Vayomru, and positive test Zion in Lamed Beis. They drew near to Moshe and they said, Gidros Tsoin, pens for sheep, Nivna Le Miknenu, we will build for our flocks, Poi, here, Es Nachta, end of phrase, Va'orim Le Tabenu. It doesn't say we'll build cities. If it means we will build pens and build cities, what's Esnachta doing here? Nivne, Gidrois Tsoin Le Miknenu, Va'orim Le Tapenu. No, it doesn't mean, the word we will build doesn't go on the two things, pens for the sheep and cities for our children. It says like this, we will build pens for our flocks here, and cities, there are cities there already, Letapenu. It's a new phrase for Orim Letapenu. There exists Orim Letapenu. That's what they said. Beautiful, right? Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're absolutely right. You have cities ready, perfectly ready. But they are mole tuma. The people that lived there were immoral, were evil, were corrupt. The walls of the building had already absorbed the tumah. You want to bring up your kinder. You want to bring up your... Claudius are going to Eretz Yisrael. This is going to be Eretz Yisrael. You want to give them a chinuch in a zam, shuk, stick a place. No. Knock it down and build again. They said, we've got cities ready. They are, they were right. But the cities, the bricks and mortar were there. But the ruach... We need more than just the bricks and mortar. We need to instill in the walls and in the ruach and in the atmosphere. He says, names of the streets, names of the cities. Yeah, the capital of New Zealand is, yeah, okay. By the name of the names, Toynish, the name is not a name for us, change it. Everything, and Araya, a pasuk later on in the same parsha, the last pasuk before Maktir, it tells us that Bnei Kod and Bnei Reuven built divine Well, wait a minute, because they did what Moshe said, knocked it down. They built Divon and Atoros and Aroim, Vesnomes Baal Ma'oin, Posat Lamel Ches, Musabel Shame, change the name. Zokrashi, they were named, the cities were named out for the Avodah Zarah. Change the name, it's no longer called, it's something else. A name, a mahus, an idea, an atmosphere is important for us. We have to call everything not Alpi Avodah Zarah, but Alpi Yahados, and that's what the that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven. Okay, good Shabbos.